Welcome to Walking Through the Word. Episode 1, The Light of Creation. Scripture Focus, Genesis 1:1-3, KJV. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the phrase, "Let there be light," carries an imperative force, showing the divine command's power and immediacy. Light is the first element of creation to emerge, symbolizing God's sovereignty over chaos and his ability to bring order and clarity where there was none. The command reminds us of God's absolute authority, capable of changing the course of existence with just his word. The Dead Sea Scrolls emphasize God's creative authority, highlighting his mastery over both the visible and invisible. This parallels our understanding of God as the originator of both the physical and spiritual realms. In the Book of Jubilees, we see a detailed account of Creation Week, noting the structured and intentional nature of God's actions. Each step reveals his order and purpose, light being the first act of separation, dispelling darkness, and setting the stage for life. The Essenes, a sect responsible for preserving many of the scrolls, viewed light as a manifestation of divine purity and truth. Their writings remind us that God's light is not only a physical reality, but a spiritual guide for those who seek him earnestly. This perspective resonates with the wisdom literature of Scripture, where light is synonymous with understanding and divine revelation. Jesus later proclaims in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." This declaration connects him to the creative act of Genesis, showing that the light of God continues to shine through Christ, illuminating hearts and revealing truth. Just as God's light brought order to chaos in Genesis, Jesus' light brings salvation and direction to a world in spiritual darkness. The Book of Enoch elaborates on the idea of God's light in its descriptions of the heavenly realm, portraying the radiant glory surrounding God's throne. This imagery reinforces the concept that God's light is not just physical, but also spiritual, a source of life and hope. The book's vivid depictions of light show the majesty of God's presence and the transformation that comes when we dwell in his glory. When we look at light's role in Scripture, it becomes clear that it symbolizes more than physical illumination. It represents truth, purity, guidance, and God's eternal presence. As believers, we are called to walk in this light, reflecting it to a world in need. Let's take time to examine our own lives. Are there areas where darkness, confusion, sin, or fear still lingers? If so, let us invite God's light into those spaces. As we meditate on the significance of God's light in creation, let's consider its impact in our lives. Where there is darkness, in our hearts, our circumstances, or our understanding, God's light can shine, bringing transformation and clarity. Just as he spoke light into existence, he speaks light into our lives through his word and spirit. Let us walk in confidence, knowing that the same God who said, "Let there be light," is at work within us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your light that brings life, order, and clarity to our lives. As we walk through your word, let your light guide us in truth and righteousness, shine in the dark places of our hearts and minds, revealing your will and purpose. Teach us to be reflections of your light in the world, sharing your love and truth with others. May we walk boldly, knowing your presence surrounds us, just as your light surrounded the first moments of creation. Help us to remember that your light brings hope, restoration, and purpose. Illuminate our paths and give us courage to follow wherever you lead. Thank you for your eternal light that never fades. In Jesus' name, amen. These devotionals are available daily on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 AM. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net.